Hey everyone, it's Ali G here. I just wanted to make this demo of GIFBuddy to showcase the power of this cloud-based software solution that your customers and subscribers are absolutely going to love. It is a no-brainer considering how popular GIFs are these days, or GIFs, however you like to say it. I've been saying GIF for years. Tomato, tomato, it's all the same thing, right? So GIFBuddy is a very powerful solution, and you'll see why in just a moment. Now, just wanted to give you a little history about how important GIFs are in marketing these days. And many brands like American Apparel, Shoe Dazzle, and Dell, they were doing a study, and they saw some impressive results from a campaign, from a few campaigns they did. A 6% increase in open rate, 42% increase in click rate, 103% increase in conversion rate, and 109% increase in revenue. To be experiencing that as a marketer online, for any company, is a really big deal. Here's another post right here. I just did a Google search just to quickly show you some things. Facebook finally tested GIF button for comments. This is from a couple weeks ago, on March 24th, 2017. So even Facebook is getting in on the craze about GIFs and how effective they are in expressing emotion, personality, all that, which is all part of Facebook, right? It's all about users communicating with each other. 15 glorious examples of brands using GIFs. This just shows you how GIFs have evolved our visual language. Everybody these days communicates via messages, Facebook, Twitter, text messages, video, live video, and now especially GIFs. Nobody even talks on the phone anymore, right? I don't even take phone calls anymore. We just text each other. How to leverage GIFs to humanize your brand, right? So this is all these things that GIFs have a huge benefit, and when you're implementing them, 10 times animated GIFs make perfect sense on social media. Here's another very informative post. 23 million GIFs are posted to Tumblr every day. Facebook Messenger sees more than 5 million pass through daily. And this is from a little while back. This is from about a year ago, and it's only been growing. Here's another one from a few months ago. Giphy passes 100 million daily users who send 1 billion GIFs each day. So that's just another thing. Cool rules for using animated GIFs on Facebook fan pages. So there's a plethora of information out there about how GIFs are important in marketing. The ultimate GIF guide for social media marketers. So this is from Hootsuite. So GIFs are growing more and more, and their exposure is welcomed. That's what that's what everything is showing, right? So here we go. Here's the console. Now, once you log in, this is the welcome page, and this is the video you get. Hey everyone, and welcome to the GIFBuddy Cloud Software System and Members Area. Now, if you look below, you're going to find some very quick and easy training videos so that you can be initially set up with your social media and WordPress blogs. Once you're set up, you can rock and roll from here on out and market the hottest GIFs to boost all your virality, likes, shares, and organic traffic on complete autopilot. Exactly. So once you're set up, there's some quick videos for anybody using GIFBuddy to link their Facebook account, link their Twitter accounts, link their WordPress blogs. Once you're set up, it's all in here and it's saved, right? So let me just show you how this software works. So the first thing most people would do is, look for, search up the right GIF for their marketing campaign. And we've made this sort of an in-house solution where you could just stay here and have some great ideas. That button I just pressed is hide show popular hashtags. So every few hours, this gets updated and it shows you all the top hashtags, trending, basically like trending topics. And if you correlate your posts with those, you have the virality aspect and, of course, increase organic traffic. Organic traffic is free, it's the best. So let's search up some GIFs. I'm going to search up haha, something funny. So all these pop up, and there's a ton of them. But if you don't see something you like, you can always load more. There's an unlimited supply, it seems. I've been doing load more for a while, and it seems to always bring back more and more. See, this is one is Drake laughing. So this one's pretty funny. So there's a lot of them. Okay, now under each GIF, you'll see these buttons. This one's the very common copy to clipboard, so you could just quickly copy it and, you know, share it wherever you'd like, or just quickly, you know, paste it somewhere if you'd like. But these are the buttons that will show you in how GIF Buddy is in action: Facebook button, Twitter, and WordPress. So let's find something that I kind of. Oh, I love the Joker. I love Batman stuff. So okay, so I'm gonna do this one, and I'll do it to Facebook first. Show you. And so once you press that button, it loads up. Now, since my Facebook account is already linked, it shows you such as like the profile, 530 liked pages of mine over however long. And the cool thing is I could post to all of them, all my liked pages, which is pretty crazy. You could really get out there. And so this is the managed pages of mine that I have under this account. And so I want to post it to my profile, this managed page, and that one, right? So I'm going to, so it's already loaded up, and I'm going to write, this is pretty funny, pique some interest, and then maybe drop in a hyperlink, HTTP. Let's just, for example purposes, I'll just do my main website. You could just think about all the possibilities. It could be an affiliate link. It could be an offer, product or service of whatever you're choosing is. And you can quickly also see a preview. If you press that button right there, and it'll show you a preview. This is one of the pages I just selected, and it just shows you what it would look like, right? So you can see a preview before you publish it. Now, so I basically picked this out right here for now, and I will go ahead and publish it. I mean, I could put in more information here if I'd like, but I'll just keep it simple for now, and I'll just hit publish. Once you hit publish, it says success. The post has been scheduled to select the page's groups. Great. And now if I go to the schedule section, it will show you that it is scheduled over here. And if I go down, these yellow triangles mean that they haven't been posted yet. So it usually takes a couple minutes for my servers to spool it up and to post it. And this is, here we go. These are ones that I've done already. It shows you a little green check mark. So it's very visually informative. So let's go to, let's find another one. And I'm going to, let's see, here we go. Type in another one. Just type in just funny instead of haha. Okay, and I like this one. I saw this with my daughter. It was a really funny movie, and I'm going to do this to my Twitter. Here we go. Great. So, and I'll just keep it simple for now. I mean, of course, you can put in whatever else you want to write there. Okay, this tweet has been scheduled. Great. So when you originally are scheduling anything, it will always have the current time. But you can always press this over here for any of these Facebook, Twitter, or WordPress, and you can completely change the time whenever you'd like it to be. So that's that. And here's my WordPress blog. So let's find another one for my WordPress blog. So I'll go back to the GIF search, and I'll type in not funny. How about not funny? Okay, so we've done a little bit of funny. Okay. And here we go. So this one is not funny. Okay, I like this one with the Fergie clapping. All right, so I'll just go here, press the WordPress button, and I'll say this is not really funny. Okay, and I can also pick the categories of my blog. So this is one of my test blogs, so I'll just leave it uncategorized, and I'll post something here. Fergie doesn't like your joke. So, okay. And then I'll just basically schedule this post. And that's it. So once it's once I press that button, your post has been scheduled. And that's pretty much it. So if we go to, let's say if we go to my, okay, let's see if they posted already. We could always check the status of it. by going to the schedule. Okay, and...